You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Kevin De Bruyne to score and Man City to win is 3-1. Sadio Mane to score and Southampton to win is 14-1. Every single enhanced odds offer is a player that I love this weekend.
I think you've done
this. This one's Mane
have,
this
can
time.
Can you double these up? You should have an enhanced odds treble. Life changer.
Southampton are a big prize for a team that are unbeaten on the road this season, Lee. They've won at Chelsea 3-1, drew at Liverpool 1-1. City have only won 3 of their last 8 Premier League games. They haven't lost back-to-back Premier League games at home since December 2008, Manchester City. So a bit of a surprise for some last week that Stoke beat Southampton. But they're a big prize here.
Yeah, they are. And this is the best home scorers against the best away defence. The problem is for Southampton, they don't really score enough away from home. They can't do both. They can't defend stoutly and attack at the same time and get the goals, which is obviously always going to be their problem. That's why they'll always be around the kind of, you know, 7th, maybe 8th, 9th position in the Premier League. Whereas we know Man City have got both skills in abundance. Obviously a disappointment, and they've been away to Italy in midweek, so they'll be a little bit jaded from that, I guess. But they're still going to go through, aren't they? I can't see them doing this. I mean, they were abject against Liverpool. And this is what we come back to all the time with this Man City side. In the early part of the season, they were steamrolling teams. And we started to say, I still haven't quite managed to nail it, have I? But I will go back to the fact that they struggled to put 90-minute performances together with this Man City team. And that was my problem with Pellegrini last year. I mean, I was amazed that they kept him in charge of the club, and they're still doing the same thing here. You look at that game against Newcastle. Newcastle could have had 3 goals in the first half against them. Second half, they were mesmerising, weren't they, with Aguero scoring all those goals, 1-6-1. You know, I mean, we've seen it since against Norwich as well. Liverpool destroyed them in the first half, didn't they? Second half was a lot more even. I think they got a bit of a rocket at half-time. It shouldn't take a half-time, whatever he does at half-time, to get them to start playing. So that's always a worry. I don't think Southampton will push them that hard, though. But I do think they could hold them until half-time. I think the way Southampton set up, they're a very disciplined and organised team. I think they can hold them. But I think Man City will get them in the end. So I'm going to play the half-time draw, full-time City here.
18-5 it is.
Yeah, I like that. I think, you know, I think City are obviously a quality team. I think they'll just outscore Southampton. I think with Aguero back in the fold, providing he plays, you know, they've got a player there who can score from absolutely anything. De Bruyne can score from anything. So even if Southampton are dogged and don't give much away, they've got world-class players who can break the Saints open. City to win and go top when Leicester and Man United draw.
Okay, City to win the game, draw half-time, Man City full-time for Lee at 18-5. Derek, how do you view this?
Well, I wouldn't be backing City. I thought they were good things last week against Liverpool, and they were absolutely shocking. No team that are title favourites should be able to put in a performance like they did against Liverpool. It was chronic. Now, you might say, okay, every champion-winning team can throw in Riyad Howell, and Man United did it now and again, but that's two in the first third of the season. Remember, they got battered by Tottenham as well. And there's something seriously wrong with City, you know. I thought there were certainties for the league. They probably still win it, to be honest. But the way they're playing right now, 8-15 to beat a Southampton side who I think have been always overrated by the bookies, but maybe not this weekend after the defeat at home to Stoke. I'm beginning to like the 5-1 Saints here. I think City are there for the taking right now. Company, I don't think, is going to be back yet, is he? Aguero is probably not 100% fit yet. And the other players they've got in, they're like Tottenham players, the flaky, the Sterlings, the Navases. There's a bit of flakiness about them. They're there to be beaten, City. And say, you know, Saints, who won at Chelsea early in the season, by the way, let's not forget. Good away record. I'm going to go for them at 5-1. I like the look of that one.
5-1, Southampton.
It's hard to argue to with this, after last week's 5-1 back. Yeah. I can't see that one.
You should have seen David, Lee's first.
I raised my eyebrows. That's all I did.
What, the 5-1?
Yeah. No, you're better. Yeah. But like I say, you got a 5-1 up last week, so far be it from me to criticise.
Well, they're not in the same bracket as Stoke were at 5-1 last week.
Stoke were better the season, weren't they, last week, Derek?
Yeah, it was, actually. And funnily enough, you two didn't go for it.
Fair point.
It was better the first half of the season, I would say.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.